Keith Urban is our guest. The album, his ninth album, is called Graffiti U, and it's available now. Make sure you get it, and you got Coming Home on there, and a lot of songs in the album that are...
Big D, before you go too deep, I have to play something real quick.
Okay.
This, on Same Heart, on the album, because we're trying to figure out what this is. Is that an accordion? What is that little noise?
Right?
Yeah, there. Like
what is that? It's slight manipulated saxophone. Jason Evigan, who's one of the writers on the song, also produced it with me. He built most of the track, and I think that's a bit of a saxophone sample.
Oh, wow. I would have never guessed
saxophone.
I thought
it was the soprano sax.
You
know,
you said like clarinet.
I meant that thing that Kenny G used to play that looks like a clarinet.
Exactly. Yes. You're right. I'm so sorry. Not saxophone. It'd be clarinet, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, Keith, stop it. What are you doing?
You're making Patrick right, and now we'll never hear the end of it.
Did y'all have that set up or something?
No, I love it, though.
So it is a clarinet.
It's something.
Clown.
Yeah. Technically, it's a synthesizer made to sound like something else.
It's a great song. I'm just going to tell you. The album is so good.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, that song, it's interesting. I was hearing that song the other day, and I thought, gosh, that could have been done by Blackhawk back in the day. It's definitely cut from that Restless Heart, Blackhawk kind of cloth.
Wow, yeah. I didn't even think about that. Pull that. Are you playing right there?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think Blackhawk.
I hear Larry Stewart in Restless Heart. That's 100%.
Do you feel? I mean, you got so many people that like you bring. You bring a lot of artists that maybe people don't know onto songs, and you put them on a Keith Urban platform. Do you kind of feel is there a sense of responsibility that you feel as kind of a, you know, you're the established. You're Keith Urban. Do you kind of feel like, hey, I want to do this to give back kind of a thing?
No, I just seek out any kind of collaboration that interests me. I mean, if something inspires me, I just move closer to it. That's really what it is. Musically, personally, whatever it is, I lean in. I mean, I worked with people on this record because I was interested in them. You know, Cassie Ashton, who's a new artist, is on a song called Drop Top. And this song was written about three girls going to Coachella in a drop-top Jeep. And I needed a girl for the chorus. Cassie was just the perfect choice for that. Her voice was right. Her whole thing was right. So, you know, that's how she ended up on the record.
There you go. Get later.
And we're gonna see the yodeling Walmart kid.
Oh, man, do you feel the pressure, Keith? Do you feel the pressure of the Walmart yodeling kid taking over?
Yeah, no,
you need to hit me to that.
You don't know about that?
Tell me about that.
I can't believe we're about to tell you about this. It's like this little, what, nine? Is he 9 or 11?
Dude, this has like been around forever now.
So this guy films it of him singing. Right. He's singing in Walmart. He's singing Lonesome Lovesick Blues by Hank Williams. And he's killing it. And then he played Coachella. And then he played the Opry.
Ellen.
He's been everywhere. So this guy is the next generation.
All right, here, listen. Here we have it for you. We have it for you, Keith. I want you here. This is going to be your next collaboration, I think.
Okay.
All right, hang on.
I might have it. Check it out.
Anyway, he's everywhere, man.
That's awesome.
It's awesome.